This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
7:16, got some fog out there. Be careful. And kind of like misty conditions, I guess. Weather hasn't been nice, really. We got some rain yesterday in Belchase, right, as the president arrived. Highs of 70 today, 77 tomorrow, and really through Thursday, then it's going to be a rainy week. It's going to be a rainy, yucky week, let's put it that way, and then it cools off by Sunday. Tim Calkins joins us, clinical professor of marketing at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. We'll look forward to this every year. Kellogg's, well, you tell me what y'all do. Tim, good morning, first of all, to you, and I hope you enjoyed the Super Bowl.
Well, good morning. We certainly enjoyed the advertising this year, for sure.
Tell me what it is that you all do every year.
Yeah, so every year we get together a panel of our MBA students. This is at Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management. This year we had 73 of our MBA students gathered together. And during the Super Bowl, we evaluate all the advertising. We're looking for business impact. So, you know, a lot of people look at, was it funny and entertaining? We're trying to think about, is it going to build the business? Is it going to build the brand? And then we come up with our rankings of who did the best job and who sort of missed the mark this year. And it's always really interesting to look at what companies run and how well it goes.
Because somebody texted in and said, what's strange about Super Bowl's commercials is when I can't figure out what they're trying to sell. That's not good, is it?
Well, no, but that's one of the challenges. These companies are working so hard to get your attention that they sometimes miss the basic question of what is this thing and why should somebody buy it? But that's the challenge, because you got to stand out on the game and then at the same time deliver that message if it's really going to work.
What about demographics and who watches the Super Bowl and how do advertisers determine who it is they're trying to reach?
Well, the Super Bowl is unique because it's such a big audience and it's so diverse because, you know, you have usually well over 100 million people watching the Super Bowl, which is a huge chunk of the U.S. population. So you can't really do targeted advertising on the Super Bowl, or that's super inefficient. And it's a problem, actually, in lots of ways. So the challenge is you have to come up with creative that's going to be broadly appealing and it's going to reach this mass audience and work with really everybody, because that's who's watching.
So going to Don Draper and Mad Men, you're sitting around the boardroom and you're pitching ideas. The idea that you pitch for a network spot in the Super Bowl is going to be different than an idea you would pitch for a specific program. Accurate?
It's going to be very different, just because the competitive set is different, but also the financial investment. Mm-hmm. You know, spots were going up to, you know, for upwards of $8 million for 30 seconds this year, and that's wildly more expensive than other advertising. So it's a very different process developing a Super Bowl ad, both in terms of the potential, but also in terms of the risk. If you miss the mark, you can do a lot of damage with your Super Bowl ad.
You know what left the most lasting impression on me, Professor? And I don't know what that says about me, but the commercial with Harrison Ford, and I'm not quite, I guess it was for a Jeep.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
But the only thing I kept thinking was, man, I'd like to live in that cabin, which was not the point of the commercial at all. And then it was kind of cute the way he ended it by saying, oh, and my name is Ford, because he was endorsing a Jeep. But what did your results show? Who did not do so well? And we'll start from the bottom and work our way up. Who kind of missed the market?
Yeah, so spots that missed the mark this year, there were a handful, we thought. One was the Coffee Mate spot. I think you might remember that one. It featured a very large tongue. And
yeah.
And the problem there is what we call negative amplification. Like, what do you remember? And what people are really going to remember from that ad is this rather unattractive tongue. And that sort of tanked that spot because that was the dominant creative things. That was one that missed. Another spot that a lot of people were interested in seeing, but didn't do well, at least with our panel, was the spot for ChatGPT.
Which one was that?
And, that featured a lot of dots morphing into different shapes. And apparently they've never done a lot of advertising at ChatGPT at OpenAI. Or maybe this was created by ChatGPT. Who knows? But in any event, it's pretty clear that it's their first time because that spot was confusing. That was one of those spots you look at and you just wonder, what are we advertising here? And for the panel, they really were lost by that spot. And like, what's the benefit? What are we trying to communicate? And so while a lot of people were interested to see what ChatGPT was going to run, that one really fell short and fell flat.
That cowboy head one was kind of – cowboy hat head one was kind of weird, too. What was all that about?
That was at the bottom of the list as well. So that Tubi, that was Tubi.
Okay.
And they actually ran 3 spots on the game last night. So they ran, I think, more than anyone, but perhaps unfortunately so, because a lot of it featured that very disturbing character with that cowboy head. Gross. And that's another one where it's just so unappealing that it overwhelms whatever message you're getting across. What really sticks with you? This is the question of amplification. What's going to stick with you? And in that spot, what sticks with you is that really disturbing character, which is not going to drive a lot of sales and build that brand.
You know what else I'll find, and we'll pick it up when we come back, Professor, what I found personally distracting, sometimes instead of paying attention to the commercial, I was wondering, okay, is this a celebrity that I should recognize or not? Because with the diffusion of media, everybody's got streaming this, that program, the other thing. I don't know who's the celebrity and who isn't these days. We'll talk more when we come back. Tim Calkins, clinical professor of marketing at the prestigious Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management, 722 Traffic Now, WWL. Talking to Tim Calkins, clinical professor of marketing at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management, about Super Bowl commercials that hit the mark and didn't. Professor, one thing that just kills me about this cowboy hat head thing is that you spent $24 million on a guy with a head shaped like a cowboy hat? Now I'm going to have to kill everybody. Really? That's crazy, isn't it?
That is astonishing. You do wonder how that happened. I mean, it's certainly distinctive, and that's something these advertisers have to do. But you would think they would have picked up something and the testing they did.
To kill
that's
everybody,
really
that's,
unappealing.
That's Bill Murray from Scrooged, just to be honest. I don't want to think anybody think I'm threatening anybody. The Lay's commercial, I don't get it. She planted a potato and got a potato back, but she got a better potato? Is that it?
It seems a low return on investment, but people people like that spot. They thought it was this cute story, and that was one that didn't.
A low return on investment. Yes, it was a lot of effort because I was confused. She just dug up a potato, which is what she buried, right? But a better potato, supposedly?
I guess a better potato. That part sort of eluded me there. But what's interesting is that spot, for me, did surprisingly well with our panel. I think it was such an engaging story, and she was really cute. And you feel good about Lay's by the end of this thing, and the Family Farms comes across. And that's a reason to feel good about Lay's, and I think that's what worked for them.
What is the one that knocked it out of the park that won it all?
So for with our panel, very surprising, the spot from Novartis for breast cancer awareness. So you'll remember that spot. That was all about breasts.
Oh, yeah.
And it was celebrating breasts.
Got my attention.
And, it did, and that was the whole point. And they're saying, boy, you really should pay more attention to your breasts and get those things screened. And so surprising to see a pharmaceutical company at the top of the list. That's the first time we've seen. We've been doing this 21 years now. It's the first time a pharmaceutical company has pulled that off. But it was a really catchy spot. They took a risk. They hit that fine line between being too edgy and not distinctive enough. And it really communicated a message and encouraged people to go get screened. So that was sort of a really surprising out of the park.
And
spot.
It was well done because Wando Sykes wrapped it up perfectly. Professor, pleasure as always. Next year we're going to have you on for an hour to talk about this because there's never enough time. Thank you, sir. Tim Calkins.
Always fun to do. Thank you.
You bet. Clinical professor of marketing at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday morning markets with Mark. Tariffs being shot back and forth right now. Time for WWL First News.